You are listening to the audio-only portion of the KoopaCast. To watch the video version, please check out purenintendo.com/KoopaCast. The intro and outro music of our KoopaCast is brought to you by the artist Big Giant Circles, who has composed for projects such as Mass Effect 2, Super Street Fighter 2 HD Remix, and Borderlands 2. Our opening song is Houston, and our closing song is A Rose in the Field, both from the album Glory Days. To listen to more of Big Giant Circles' work, go to music.biggiantcircles.com to see his entire collection of video game remixes and soundtracks. You can also find his collection on iTunes. Again, that website is music.biggiantcircles.com.
Welcome to the KoopaCast episode 49. It has taken me 49 episodes to know actually, since 48 episodes. I knew we were on episode 1 when we did episode 1. But it's the first episode I've known what we are since episode 1.
A new personal best.
And I'm probably still wrong. But I think the last one was 48. As we skipped introductions, we got a lot to talk about today. Because this morning, Nintendo surprised us all with a Nintendo Direct. Which they've done before. I know they've done the small Japanese directs before. They kind of just release them. And I think they've done one in North America, but it wasn't for anything like Mario Kart. So that was kind of a shock. The way I remember, I was checking my phone, and I was like, what the heck is all this? All the press release, and I jump out of bed. So Mario Kart. If you weren't excited for Mario Kart before, you should be now. And if you're not, then you're dead.
Exactly.
Because there's a lot that was. I've been a wrong Mario Kart thing. All right, there we go. So we start with what we reported on yesterday. One of the first websites we report on. Thank you very much, me. Let me find where I'm at. I haven't done this in a while. I'm confused.
So I'm curious what our favorite characters are going to be out of the new characters. Which one are you most excited to try? Or am I jumping the gun here?
No, you can go ahead and talk about that.
I'm excited to play as Ludwig von Koopa. I think he's going to be awesome.
I'm interested in trying some of the Koopalings, but I might just stick to my normal Koopa Troopa character because he's returning, so I might stick with Koopa.
I'm torn between Ludwig, and I also have a soft spot for Shy Guy. I kind of like playing it with him when you had to download off of somebody else's DS to do multiplayer. So it's cool that I won't have to do that anymore. I think it's the weird noises he makes, just some row, row. Like, it cracks me up every time.
All right, I found my notes. This is what I get for not doing a KoopaCast in a while. Lose my
name on you.
All right. The big thing that I started talking about was the voice chat or game chat, which they. I have to backpedal a little bit because my last chat I was on was talking about how I'm upset that they don't have voice chat or any type of chat function in Mario, because at the time there was reports that they weren't going to have voice chat or any type of communication in Mario Kart. And I went on to talk about Brawl, but that's old history. Well, they're having voice chat, but it's only in the lobby when you are preparing for a race. What I'm worried about is, I don't know if you guys remember, for Mario Kart Wii, you could use the pre-selected chat text in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
But when you started your races, you did a whole circuit, so you did 3 or 4 races, and there was no chatting in between. And so you have to wait a whole, whatever how long it took you to do that, 10, 15 minutes before you can chat again. Me personally, I don't mind chatting. Chatting during the race, I'm fine with. I don't need that. But I want to chat after each and every race. And I'm afraid it may be like that, where you're in the lobby, all your friends are there, and you guys can chat. Okay, yeah, let's start. And you guys start that circuit, and then you guys aren't chatting for 10 or 15 minutes. So I don't know how that's going to be, but I hope it's between every single race that you can chat.
Yeah, they should have it included, like, during, like, load times for the next race, you know. That'd be the perfect opportunity for it. Because you got to be able to smack talk with all your friends. No, is it going to be something where we have, like, I can't remember if they specified. Is it just voice chat with your friends, or can you do this, like, on the global?
It's just with your friends.
Just with your friends?
Yeah.
It's probably for the best, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
So there is actually going to be voice chat?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because last I heard, they weren't sure if it was voice chat or if it was just pre-selected. Or...
No, it says it's both in here. It says with the gamepad, microphone, and text phrases.
Oh, okay, cool. Because I was afraid they weren't going to have voice chat, period.
No. So it is voice chat. I hope it's between every single level. I doubt it. But this is better than nothing, I guess.
You never put it.
Because those pre-selected text and Mario Kart Wii was just, they were dumb. Like, yay, good race. Let's do it. Wait a minute.
Well, and they have that sort of thing for the Wii Sports Club, and it's so it's so limited that it gets old after a while.
Exactly. It'd be nice to talk. Some people don't like using the gamepad to talk, but for me, I don't care. Just keep the gamepad around you, basically. That's the story with that. And that was pretty big news. But the big news out of the Direct was we get a free game if we register Mario Kart on Club Nintendo.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Although I own 3 out of the 4 games.
Yeah, I have the same issue, and I wish that they would have offered the same sort of selection that they're offering in, like, the UK and Europe, where they got, like, a selection of 10 games they can choose from.
Yeah. Yeah, I think 104-101 is one of them, which I think would be a great game to offer for free.
Oh, definitely.
I think it's one of those games that people are on the fence about, and they're like, I don't know if I want to pay full price for a game, but they're interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
I think offering it for free, I think a ton of people would download
it. You can tell this is the game that they're really hoping to start, like, pushing units for. It's starting with Mario Kart. Because I know Smash Brothers is going to, you know, sell units, but they want to get everybody on board early with Mario Kart. And they're trying to make that bundle and getting a free game with it.
Yeah, like, look at this bundle. For $3.29, you get Mario Kart, you get a Wii U Deluxe, you get a special red Wiimote, well, not really special, but a red Wiimote, and a steering wheel, plus another game for $3.29.
That's a really good deal.
It's a really good deal.
But that's just immediately when I thought when they were saying that. I was like, oh, that's cool. I'm going to get a free game. It's like, yeah, they're trying to convince people to adopt.
Like, it worked out perfect for me because I don't have Wind Waker. Because then again, that was one of those games where, like, I own the GameCube version. Well, I own the GameCube version. I've played it a million times.
It's not in HD.
I know. But I was waiting for it to come down to $30, to be honest with you. But now it's free. I'm like, I might as well.
Jump on the bandwagon.
Because it's not a game I would play, like, tomorrow if I got it today. It'd be a game like, oh, it'd be nice to have. I'll maybe pick it up when it's super, super slow. But now it's free. I don't care.
Heck yeah.
All I know is I need to buy an external hard drive.
Yes.
Really? Yeah, I'm glad I invested in an external hard drive earlier on rather than waiting until I was running out.
Yeah, I got like a gig and a half left, if that.
Yeah, you're going to have to either get one of those USB like Y cables to power it, or you're going to have to get one that like powers itself.
I actually have a the Cambio desktop, I think is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it works really well. Anyways.
Yeah, I was going to say this Y split is only like $5.
Yeah, it's not that big a deal.
And I may go that direction because the USB-powered ones are a little bit smaller than...
Yeah, I think I got one of those Western Digital My Passports or whatever.
That's what I was looking at. That's what I was looking at, too. Because it's like $80 and it's super small.
Yeah, exactly. So I just got... It sucks. I couldn't get a white one to match my my white Wii U, so...
Oh, yeah, you got the basic.
I got the basic. I had the... Should have pre-ordered.
You should have pre-ordered. I think I told you that, but that's water.
I don't think you did. Maybe he's trying to take credit and make me look bad.
I think I did, because I told you, because I think I texted you and told you that I pre-ordered mine. You're like, well, I should do mine. No, I want a white one. Be different.
I don't recall that. Frankly, sir, I don't appreciate it.
Anyway, moving on, is Mario Kart TV, which we knew some of it, where you can show your highlights to Miiverse, but something new they've added that with a Google account you can upload your videos to YouTube. Now everyone can see how badly Tristan sucks
at Mario Kart. Yeah.
Video proof that will last forever because it's beyond the interweb.
It will happen. We'll all have to challenge him to a race and upload it to YouTube.
I think that's really awesome. It's not Twitch, but I think having the ability to upload those replays up to some sort of video service, especially like YouTube, is pretty awesome.
I wonder if it's something they're going to take outside of Mario Kart and use it for other games. I hope so. Hopefully Smash Brothers uses it.
Oh, definitely.
That'd be really cool.
It almost seems like the whole Let's Playing community has kind of like opened up like game developers' eyes as far as like, you know, sharing gaming content via YouTube. Because I think the PlayStation 4, you can share your gaming moments and upload them.
Yeah.
Is that to YouTube or is that to their own specialized PlayStation server?
I'm not sure how that works. I know it's called like PS4 Share or something like that, but maybe I don't know.
Xbox uses Twitch. I think so. I don't know for sure. Because Xbox is Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And anything else stand out to you guys? I know there's some new items. And what I'm interested in is if there's anything more like the Super Horn. I don't know if you guys saw.
The horn is awesome.
Because it's the first, it's a fully defensive item, I guess you can say. Like, you use bananas and shells for defensive movements, but they're more offensive. That's what they're for. This is the first one that you can actually, it's for defense. And it's the first item that can actually, without cheating or doing some little tricks, can actually counteract the blue shell.
And they've needed something like that for a long time.
They needed something for a long time. There's been a few other tricks of items, but they're not the more. The tricks. That's a good word, the tricks.
So I'm excited for that.
So I'm hoping there's more of those defensive items because it's something they've never had before. And it'd be a new aspect and be like, oh, I've got. Especially being in the lead, because once you're in the lead, you don't have anything. Like, bananas is with my best friend when I'm in the lead, but that's.
Yeah, yeah. That or the fake question mark blocks.
Yeah. But then again, that's. Once you're, if you're racing against good racers, they somewhat can tell the difference between that. Like, it's good to have something, especially for the blue shell. Because all the items, I'm not a big item person in Smash Brothers. Actually, I don't like playing with items. In Mario Kart, I don't mind items except for the blue shell. Because I don't like items to change the race or the game drastically. Because the blue shell, you can be winning by like 5 seconds, and then right at the line, get hit by a blue shell and lose the race. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. It, some people may disagree, but I've just never been a big fan of the blue shell. It changes too much quickly.
It's a source of much rage, and especially because it always happens at the third lap when you're about to cross the finish line that it shows up.
And there's no strategy to it. Like all the other items, you got to like aim and do something to, or wait for the right moment. The blue shell, I guess waiting for the right moment, the last second, is a strategy. But
yeah, just, it kind of showed up a little bit too much.
Yeah.
It should have been looking, I think Mario Kart 64 is pretty darn rare to get it. You didn't see it that often. So they just made it pop up way too much.
Yeah. Well, and from what I hear, the Super Horn's supposed to be rare. So you don't get it very often, so I'm wondering how the balance is going to work with that and the other items.
I have faith that they'll make it work out, because it seems just creating that item alone, they're addressing that problem. It seems like they're trying to take balance into consideration, especially with the whole presentation they did with the carts versus the motorbikes, that, you know, each one, no one is better than the other, but a certain vehicle will have the advantage on a certain stage over the other, but they're pretty equally balanced still.
Yeah, motorbikes are down, hands down, the best vehicles in the last Smash Bros. Not last Mario Kart.
Didn't really talk much about the ATVs, except it's like, yeah, I can go off-road. Is that kind of like the middle-of-the-road option if you don't want to choose between bikes or carts? Or it kind of left us hanging there.
And I haven't fully watched the actual video direct. So they may have talked about this more, but the Crazy 8.
Oh, like, yeah.
I'm not sure exactly. Like, is that an item you get? Because it's what
it's
an
item
a
you
swirl
get.
Of eight items. I know they had something similar in other versions. So is it like in an item box?
Yeah, it's in an item box. You get. I'm sure it's going to be one of those like last place items that you
probably
you'll get. And so it gives you a whole bunch of a mix and match of everything.
Yeah, I think it's going to work a lot like it did in Mario Kart 7.
Yeah. That's what it was. It had like not eight. It had like six or something. And new racers, they have a pink, gold, peach. And what was the other one?
There was a baby Rosalina, too.
Baby Rosalina, which, honestly, I don't care about.
I think, not that I really care about those two characters, if they're included or not included, whatever. I like kind of like the characters they have in there already, but I think they should kind of forego, like, the baby characters or color swaps or stuff like instead of having metal characters and stuff, including different characters, like bringing back maybe Birdo or
Cranky Kong. Like,
yeah, just something different, changing it up a little bit.
Agreed. It's like, oh, it's almost a cop out. Just be like, hey, I wouldn't have the same character but smaller. And like, that doesn't, I don't know if it really makes sense. Because it makes sense to have like the Koopalings or maybe like a baby Donkey Kong or something. Because you know if you have a bigger character, it handles better, bigger, different than the smaller character. But there's not much size difference between Rosaline and her. Because Rosalina is already small. It's not like taking Donkey Kong and shrinking him and making him small. Yeah, maybe there is a big difference, but there shouldn't be, logically. She's small already.
Yeah, so if they wanted to add like another like tiny character to tie in with the Super Mario Galaxy, they could have just made like the Luma like its own driver.
No, that would really be interesting.
So I don't know.
Anything else on that?
I don't think so.
Let's move on to Nintendo's E3 plans. First of all, what did you guys think of that video? The announcement video.
Reggie Fils and Mecha's awesome.
Just like a lot of Nintendo's more recent videos, like for instance the Mario Kart 8 Direct and the Tamagotchi Life Direct, they've kind of taken an interesting approach on the announcement for their E3 plans.
Actually, I've heard they revamped their marketing team. So this is a different marketing team than normal, so it's good.
Seems like they're trying to take their internet memes and kind of cash in on them with the marketing.
Alright, I was thought of talking about this. I had this realization about a month ago, and Justin and I talked about it a couple days ago, is a lot of people gave Nintendo flack for not having a press conference last year. And rightfully so, because we're afraid of change, let's be honest. Gamers are afraid of change. And even though the Nintendo Direct, the stream itself was horrible, the idea, it worked perfectly. And the only people that are really angry about the Direct this year, or not having a press conference this year, is the media. Because I'll be honest with you guys, a Nintendo press conference is absolutely awesome. But they're not we're not their audience. Even though it's media that's there, they could care less about us being entertained by a conference. So the best way for them to reach the masses, which will go out and buy all the system and games, is do these directs or these videos or these treehouse things or have something at Best Buy. So honestly, it's a brilliant idea, especially having Smash Brothers there to play at Best Buy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for media, it sucks for us not having, because that I don't know about you guys, but that thing last year where they had for the media, that was cool, but it kind of sucked at the same time. Like, it wasn't.
It was underwhelming, you know. I was excited. Yeah, I get to play all this stuff.
And we were all crammed in. People were smelly and farting, and it was just not fun. Like, press conference, you're sitting in a chair, you're relaxing, you're just enjoying it. You're being in it. It's like watching a show. It's a presentation. It's a show. And so we miss it as media, but it's the person who's sitting at home is still going to be watching something. It's either watching the press conference or they're watching whatever Nintendo's showing that time, a direct or a treehouse, whatever. So to, I guess, normal consumer, it doesn't really make a difference. So.
Well, to be completely honest, I don't care which way they go, a live press conference or the direct approach that they kind of took last year. I'd rather them go one way or the other instead of splitting it up like they did last year. Like you said, when they crowded us all in that room, we were all standing. It was really cramped and crowded. And they could have accomplished the same thing if they would have just thrown all that information into the direct.
And they didn't really need that presentation that they gave to us. They could have just opened the doors and said, go play games.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we really needed.
Yeah, I think they're still trying to figure it out. Like, you know, I think they still expected some kind of presentation or something, so they just threw something together.
But what they are doing, I think what they're doing this year is actually really cool. They're having a Smash Brothers tournament in the Nokia Theater, and I think this will be streamed or broadcast. Yeah, it'd be live. That's something that people can watch. So we can probably be open to the media. We can go to that. It's kind of a small area, but it'd be cool to see a Smash Bros. Tournament. So it's a way for them to show Smash Bros. Off a little more and then kind of calm down the nerves from them fighting against that Smash Bros. Tournament. Not the whatever that online tournament was last year that they told them to pull some.
Evo?
Evo, yeah. And so it kind of calms all that over, plus it shows off Smash Brothers, so it's a win-win for them. Plus it's something different, so it's a win-win-win-win.
Yeah, I think it's really cool that they're holding the tournament, Smash Brothers tournament at E3, especially with the game like right on the verge of coming out shortly after E3. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty awesome.
And they're definitely going to build up a lot of hype.
They're having a Nintendo Treehouse will be live throughout the whole event, so they'll be doing their own. And be honest with you, there's no reason for us to be there, to be honest with you. Because the Treehouse, they'll be pulling developers, pulling people, talk about games. So basically what we do there while we're there, they're going to do themselves, which is fine, I guess. Good for them.
I guess.
I guess.
I think the only reason for us to be there is if they were to announce something that we haven't already played or seen extensive coverage of already.
Yeah. And then Nintendo Digital Events should be in some more shows. Well, this is part of their... I should have read this over before we started. This will probably be the press conference, yeah. So it's at 9 a.m. Pacific time on June 10th. So they got their video digital press conference. They got the Treehouse streaming live throughout the whole show. They got the Smash Brothers tournament. And then they got Smash Brothers will be at Best Buy. I like that it's only Smash Brothers because that's the game that's really going to carry the Wii U. Like last year they had like mm-hmm. four games there.
Mm-hmm.
But now they had like just Smash Brothers. And that's what everyone cares about, I guess.
Right. And lines are going to be insane.
Oh, yes. Well, except for me, because I don't live anywhere near a Best Buy.
Neither do I, so.
I live near three. That's where I'm going.
There you go.
I'm going to all of them in one day. And then there's been rumors of a new hardware being announced. I'm going to stick to my prediction. I don't think it's a new hardware in a sense of like a new console. I think it's like a 3DS revamp, basically. That's going to be my guess. Because it's way over, the 3DS is way overdue for a revamp. Because we got the XL, but that's not really a revamp. That's just a larger. They need that change from DS Fat that they had to DS Lite. They need that transition. Because really, you have the old version, or you have the large version. They need something in between, I guess, if that makes sense.
Do you think the possibility could the rumor could be like a another not another version of the Wii U, but you know they had the basic and the premium. Do you think they might be coming up with some other size as far as like memory or something like that?
No, because what they said during the launch of the Wii U that they're saving money because, you know, getting a terabyte hard drive only costs us like $80. And so if it costs, so for them, they were saving money, not putting a bigger hard drive in there. Say it cost them $3 per system times that by 7 million, it was saving them a lot of money. And so it kind of be counterintuitive because if they said that at launch and now the Wii U is $50 cheaper, I don't see them. I don't know. I don't see them doing that because they've already made the stand that there's a need for a big hard drive and gaming console.
I hear you. That makes sense.
I've been trying to play around the idea of having some type of revamped Wii U. I'm not exactly sure what that would be though. Like if they changed the Wii U, besides adding more hard drive space, like what would the change be? If they relaunched a Wii U thinner, a smaller tablet or gamepad? I don't
know. Well, with the Wii, they came out with the Mini, which got rid of all the internet stuff, but that was really, really late in the
life. Yeah, that was years later.
Right.
Yeah.
But besides that, the only other revision I think is they released a version that didn't have the GameCube compatibility, right?
For the Wii?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't think it had any other revisions besides that, so I'm not sure exactly if they could necessarily put out a revised version of the Wii U. Because like you're saying, I don't know what else they would do to it to really warrant like a revised version, I guess.
Yeah, because Nintendo, I don't think they've never really revised their home consoles. Because they spend so much time on design of their home consoles that it doesn't be fanboyish, but doesn't really need a redesign. Like if you look at a 360, it was sold just even the Xbox One, it's so bulky and clunky that they can revise it and make it smaller or slim version like they did 360. You can't really get much slimmer with the Wii U. Like the only bulky system that they come out with is their handhelds. Like the DS Fat was actually this horribly ugly system.
And more and more. Hey, I still have my DS Fat. Don't you talk about the DS Fat.
It was a horribly ugly system. Once the light came out, you're like,
wow. You know when I got that thing, I thought it was so cool.
And then same thing with the 3DS. It's like, they come out with a light version and be like, man, I already think this is kind of clunky. I don't know. I'm surrounded by Nintendo and Apple. I like just design. Like everything I own has design element to it. And I'll go and look at my 360 over there. I got an older version, and it just looks horribly ugly. So that's me.
You're a purist, James.
I am. What do you guys think about E3?
Like, I'm sure that they're probably going to have like Zelda Wii U and Hyrule Warriors and maybe some more Smash Brothers and stuff, but I really want them to do something more out of the box, just something different. And they always have like little surprises here and there, but I definitely want something that we're not expecting.
What do you think that is?
A
game or something else?
I don't necessarily want like a new peripheral or something like that, whether it's a new Wii U feature that they're kind of working on, not necessarily like Nintendo TV-like, but along those same lines. Or if it's a new game, something like that, something software-wise.
How about the quality of life? As the more and more I read about it, like I don't know if you guys saw those comments, that comment that was made, I think it was by Wada, about the quality of life. The more and more I hear about it, the more and more I don't think it has anything to do with playing video games. It's something totally different. It may not even have anything to do with Nintendo franchises. It may be something just totally different. It's another avenue for them to make money, but something I have a feeling it's going to cater to the Japanese market more than us. I think it'll come out here. Maybe quality of life, maybe more fitness oriented. I don't know, but I think it's something different that we're not expecting. I don't know.
Yeah, I definitely don't know what to make of those comments. It seems like
it's not a game. Or
yeah, it's not a game. We know that, but besides that, it's very cryptic. All I can think of is that, like, it seems like they're kind of looking back into, like, their company's history, almost like they want to go back to those days where they were experimenting with different, you know, avenues to make revenue in.
Yeah, because in my mind, the only thing I could think of is quality of life. I'm thinking fitness, but I don't think that's it. But then I
have
no clue.
That would be too obvious for Nintendo.
Yeah, I have no clue. That's what I think. I have no clue what it is. If it's not fitness, I have no clue what they consider quality of life.
Well, Nintendo's done so many different things in their past that it's really hard to, when they make cryptic comments like this, to kind of predict what they might be dabbling in moving on into the future. Mm-hmm. I mean, video games have been their big moneymaker for, you know, many, many years now, but in the past, cards and hotels and this and that, and I mean, all sorts of different things. So who knows? But I think you're right. I don't know that it has anything to do with video games, because they've been saying that, you know, Nintendo is known for doing what they want. So it definitely sounds like something other than gaming.
I just thought maybe quality of life is like making your life better, obviously, but with taking Nintendo with you. Like maybe a phone or a wearable device like a watch or anything super, something crazy like a Google Glass type of thing. Something like that will help you in your day-to-day life. Like video, the Canon 3DS is nice, but it's only for playing games. They're thinking of something to make your day-to-day interactions with life better. Like a smartphone or something like a Google Glass or a wearable watch, like a Nintendo watch, you get around with you.
Sure. They did have that rumor about the patent for a video player device in Korea or whatever.
Yeah. So it could be something like that.
So you're thinking not necessarily a phone, watch, or Google Glass per se, but something along those lines that...
Well, it could be an actual phone or watch.
Right.
Yeah, they could have just listed as a video player.
Yeah, a wearable device that helps your day-to-day life, the quality of your day-to-day life better. Like your phone, I use my phone all the time for directions, communications, looking up stuff. That may be the avenue they're going. Like, video games are nice, but video games are only a small part of people's days. The rest of their day with whatever it is.
And I could be wrong, but hasn't Nintendo in the past year talked about wearable tech?
I think he did. I think Iwata mentioned during that back in January, when we talked to investors meeting, shareholder meeting. Yeah, he did mention wearable devices.
So you guys think that'll be like a big thing that they'll talk about at E3? You think maybe they'll show something like that off, or do you think they're still in the planning stages?
I think the Senate planning, I hope so. I hope I don't want them to drag it out even longer. But I think they're still in the planning stages. I think last year and the beginning of this year kind of like woke them up. Like, we need to do something different. We need to go. And I'm almost convinced myself. I think it is a watch or a phone or something. That's what it is. It's going to be it. That has to be what it is. Like, what else are they going to do? I don't know.
That's part of the mystery of this Nintendo. Just, I think they do it on purpose. They
need
the most cryptic sentence possible. So then you just spend hours thinking about it. Like, what could it be?
Yeah, like when he mentioned it during the investors meeting, I was like, oh, that's cool. But I kind of dismissed it because it's one of those throwaway lines. Like, hey, that's the goal of almost everyone. Hey, they want to make people's lives better, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But now that they've brought it up multiple times since then, I'm like, wow, this is going somewhere. But where is it going? And that's what's bothering me because I have no clue. Because it's out of the realm of video games.
We need to see if we can borrow Fisa Mech.
Exactly.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe they're creating Terminators. Or avatars or whatever you want. Maybe that's the
game. Mario's running around.
That's what quality of life is. Like, we're all gonna be like avatars. Send our brain into a mech and we just walk around.
As long as we can post a Miiverse.
And shoot lasers or whatever out of our eyes.
Yes.
God. That's bothering me now.
You're not going to be able to sleep tonight. You're just like, what is it?
No, I'm not. I never thought about it until now.
That should be send in what you think the quality of life for Nintendo is going to be. Send it into the magazine, your predictions.
That's my question. Would you guys rather have a Nintendo phone or like a smartwatch or something different, another wearable device?
I would entertain the idea. I don't know that I would run out, like, if when they announced that, I don't know that I would run out and be like, yeah, I'm going to get that day one. But, because like Google Glass, for instance, I have no interest in, even if it was within my price range, buying a Google Glass device.
I wasn't until I tried it.
Oh, really?
It's pretty cool. I was at a dog park. And normally, I've seen Google Glass in the wild a few times, but they're usually done more by, like, posers and snobby people. They're like, oh, I don't want to talk to you. I have Google Glass. I'm more important than you. But this guy at a dog park, I was sitting there talking to him because people at dog parks communicate. It's like a community. I was like, is that Google Glass? He's like, yeah, sure, you want to try it out? I was like, do I?
Don't mind if I do.
And it's pretty cool. Like, then again, like you said, I don't know if it's $1,500 cool. But it's pretty cool.
But I guess it would kind of depend on what sort of functionality the device would provide and what I would be getting from the device. I guess if they were to make something completely different than what is already out there and something that would interest me, I guess I would go ahead and maybe consider getting it. But I don't know. There's a lot of tech devices around already. I mean, I don't know what more I need besides my smartphone. So it's kind of hard to say that they could provide something that I don't already have.
A little bit. Can they like a watch that has like Miiverse on it, and you can keep track of like how far you run, so it has a quality of life of fitness in it, and then you guys, and then maybe with Nintendo, we got the Miiverse and updates and all, I don't know. In my mind, when I think of quality life in our generation, it is phones. Even though you can be argued that hasn't made our lives better, in a sense, it has. And that's when we look back to this generation of the early 2000s and teens, what we're going to think of is the advancements of smartphones and wearable devices. Back when our parents were young, it was going to space, the actual actual advances, like going to space and building big buildings. We don't really do anything cool like that anymore. It's all about making.
Something just pops into my head. Do you think that there may be a possibility that Nintendo is trying to go and do their own Oculus Rift type thing? Do you think that they're trying to create their own like 3D virtual space? Because that could also fit into the quality of life, you know. Imagine being able to use like a device not only to play games in an augmented reality, but let's say you need to make a doctor's appointment. You know, you could put that on, and you know, you could have like FaceTime with your doctor in a virtual reality, maybe set an appointment, things like that. I know that's going a little bit into the realm of science. But I wonder.
It could be something that crazy that is in the realm of science fiction. It's just years off, just to make shareholders happy or excited. Like, the Rift, like, it's that's still a couple years off.
Mm-hmm.
But they announced it when they did because it gets everyone hyped and excited for it, even though it could still could be 2 or 3 years off. The Nintendo could do something like that. It just seems crazy on our minds right now, but 3 or 4 years from down the road, it's doable. Mm-hmm. So it could be something that's like that, like just something that's total crazy. But technology advances sixfold, eightfold every year, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, majority of the technology we have started out in science fiction books.
Exactly.
So don't knock it yet.
I'll just be totally upset at the quality of life is that stupid thing they announced that's the sensor that tests your heartbeat.
A vitality sensor.
A vitality sensor, if that's the quality of life thing.
The vitality sensor plus.
It's like, hey.
Maybe it's just a whole bunch of that stuff combined.
Remember that thing we announced 4 years ago? It's back. And now we're calling it the quality of life machine.
It could just be like a Nintendo mech suit with the vitality sensor built in. Exactly. Make everybody faster and stronger.
They're going to build.
They kind of look like Rob.
I was just going to say exactly. Last-sized Robs.
You can play Gyromite in real life.
All I know is that like I'm excited for Nintendo because I think they're going to make some major changes. Like I don't want to go on behalf and say they have to. I think they want to make major changes. I'll be curious to where that goes. I think they see Microsoft and Sony, even though their divisions have to make money, they've got other things backing them. Like even though Microsoft, the video game division has to make money, they're not the only money revenue for Microsoft. I think Nintendo may see that, like, oh, we're just video games. Oh, we need to be something else. So we can kind of balance the video games, all maybe possible losses with something else that people would buy and get.
Well, and video games has already been a pretty competitive business, but more and more recently, you've got, not that the Ouya is a good example, but you have, like, Ouya, and then you've got the Oculus, and there's all these different, I mean.
Amazon came out with their own little.
Yeah, it's, the competition, I think, is just getting stiffer in video games, so I think Nintendo is kind of starting to realize that.
Exactly. And there's always going to be, going back onto the smartphones or devices, always going to be smartphones. Well,
mm-hmm.
Even though it's hard, it's been proven time and time again, it's hard to crack Android and Apple's market share, but if anyone can do it, I guess it'd be Nintendo, I don't know, in my opinion.
Well, if Nintendo came out with a phone, I would definitely buy a Nintendo phone.
I would too, just blindly. Because
it would be a good piece of hardware that wouldn't break on you.
That's true. That is true. Except for the handhelds. Nintendo can't get their handhelds right.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with that.
It's too rough with them, man. Gotta be gentle.
Well, the whole hinging thing of people, like, I never heard any complaints about a GameCube or a Wii or. My Wii broke. That was like 3 years into it. It just kind of, like, the sensor went out.
Really?
I think so, something happened to it. I think it was a sensor. But I was like 3 years, 3.5 years into the life of the Wii. I sent it in, pay $80, and I sent it back.
Cool. Don't think I've had a Nintendo system break on me.
It's the only one.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, I've never had one break. I mean, my cat likes to chew through the cord, so that kind of makes it hard, but.
I remember one of my favorite, I think it was X-Play when they were still a thing. One of the favorite things they did was they did this competition where they took a PS2, an Xbox, and a GameCube and just
Stress
kindled them,
test.
stress test them. Like, they hit them with hammers, they drop them off like two stories, and then, like, I think the Xbox broke first, or the PlayStation broke first. Anyways, GameCube was still barely working. Like, they had to force the top back down, but it powered on, and the little cube went doo 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 doo.
Hey, a little duct tape and you're golden.
Exactly. Even after dropping it off like two stories, hitting it with a bat, running it over, doing a whole bunch of stuff to it, it was still working. Barely, but it was still working. Any last thoughts?
Excited for E3. I know they're going to show us something else besides the Zelda U. Hoping there's something new and exciting to show us. I'm just pumped. Can't wait.
Before E3 even, I'm excited for Mario Kart. I cannot wait. That's definitely a day one purchase. I am so psyched. And even some of the footage they showed during the direct today, I mean, the game looks awesome.
Oh, yeah. Graphically, it's gorgeous. So, Tristan, get ready. Getting on YouTube.
I really like Trevor's comment on Twitter today. He's like, how did someone so good at platformers suck so much at Mario Kart? He does. Tristan's an amazing platformer gamer, but sucks at Mario Kart. Don't know why.
I'm like the opposite. I'm really good at like Mario Kart and other racing games, but man, I suck at platformers.
At least everyone has their thing. Anyway, so while we wrap this up, like, what games have you guys been playing recently?
Starting up Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze.
Ooh. Did you buy it at Best Buy recently?
Um,
I got it for like $32 at Best Buy last week.
no, I ended up getting mine off eBay. It came with that sweet Donkey Kong promo tie,
Oh,
which is why I bought
nice.
it.
Oh,
So
awesome.
now I got to learn how to tie a tie.
I've been playing Advance Wars on Virtual Console and Evo Fish.
How's Advance Wars? Is that the first time you played Advance Wars?
Well, I played it. My brother had a copy of it when it came out, and I played it just a little bit, but not a whole bunch. So I went through all the tutorials and got into some of the first few missions, and I'm really enjoying it. I like those strategic sort of games, like I like StarCraft on the PC and stuff like that. So Advance Wars was pretty cool. I didn't realize there was so much in depth as far as like defense and stuff like that. So it was kind of cool to go back and play it.
Alex, have you started Donkey Kong?
Yeah, I played a couple of levels. I haven't gotten too far into it. It's
It's
fun. I like it. It's Donkey Kong.
good. Yeah, I don't know why I've waited so long. I don't know.
I was waiting on paychecks to come in. That's why I waited.
Was weird. Like, I saw it at Best Buy. I was hanging out. I got off of work early. I think it was last Friday. It's like, I'll go to Best Buy. I was walking to the game section. And I was like, $28 for Donkey Kong. I was like, oh, that's used. Right behind it was $32, brand new. And I was like, why would you buy a new one? And the reason I bought the new one was before Club Nintendo code. Because in my mind, I'm like, this used one, they probably used to Club Nintendo. And I was like, I want my
coin. They used the Club Nintendo one on my used one. I was disappointed.
Exactly. So that's why I was like, $5 for Club Nintendo coins?
Yeah.
What have I been playing? I know what I need to be playing, but what I've been playing, I played some Mario Golf World Tour today. I finally won a championship that I've been trying to win for like a week now.
That nice. Was,
while I was trying, work's paying me to do some special learning, while I was supposed to be learning, I was playing Mario Golf. But it's a good game. Like, are you guys more sports fans, I guess is the question I should ask.
Dabble in them.
Right. If you're more a sports fan, Mario Golf definitely is fun. If you're a golf fan, Mario Golf is definitely fun.
I've been tempted to try it out. The tennis really game was great too. Any of the Mario Golf games.
Mario Tennis was great. Like, I didn't like Mario Golf that much on GameCube. I don't know why, but the 3DS version is really cool.
I've been getting into like some of like the import games. Like, I got a couple of like, I'm playing Doshin the Giant on my GameCube, and it's surprisingly fun. Even though it's all in Japanese, I can still kind of understand what my objective is. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty relaxing game to play. Something that I've always wanted to play ever since the trophy, and I think it was in Melee. It was Doshin. I was like, what the heck is this game all about? I've never seen this guy before. So it's pretty cool.
The game I need to play. I need to play some Spider-Man. That's what I need to go do.
Me too. If it would show up.
Spider-Man.
Oh, one thing before we do go. Do you have do you guys have any comments about the Dan Adelman Twitter comment about, I guess, region locking? And now, I guess, apparently there's a rumor floating around that Nintendo has told him to kind of keep to himself about on Twitter and stuff, just so, I don't know, I guess apparently they didn't like the comment that he made.
What was the comment?
Basically, people were chatting with him about region locking, and he said, I travel a lot, so I feel your pain. And he hasn't really been on Twitter much since, so now there's rumors floating around that sources say Nintendo has told him to kind of tone it down a little bit, or there isn't anything specific coming out of Nintendo, but there's just rumors that they've kind of cut off communication with Dan Adelman because there hasn't been any, they're not approving interview requests with them, those sorts of things. So,
I don't know if I could put much stock into it, but
I'm fine with it. I don't mind them doing that in a sense that. He works for them. He sells their product. And they, yeah, like any job, like if I went out and said something about where I work, besides Pure Nintendo, if I go work, I work for a hospital, if I go see something about the hospital or something against what the hospital is trying to communicate, they're going to say something. Even if it's on Twitter, if it's on Facebook, it's just part of the world we live in now. And so if they didn't like what he said on Twitter, yeah, so maybe he has a right to say it, but they have a right because they give him his paycheck to say, hey, stop doing this.
Yeah.
So in that sense, I'm fine with it. There was that article that floated around saying that Nintendo's going backwards and they're being quiet from any developers because they're hiding Dan Adelman. No, because any developers can talk to him. It's media who can't talk to him.
Right.
Like, I've never heard an indie developer. I didn't read the whole article, I will admit, so I may be missing the point of it. But he was reaching him out for an interview as a media. There's a difference. I haven't heard one indie developer complain, like, oh, I can't get a hold of anyone at Nintendo or do anything. All the indie developers I talk to, Nintendo's very open with them. Maybe they're hiding Dan Adelman from them, but Dan Adelman's like an executive. Mm-hmm. Like when we call Nintendo, we're not talking to Reggie because Reggie doesn't talk to us, people like us. Unless it's a planned interview that's been planned out for a couple days. That's just how companies work. That's my two cents.
I didn't really have an opinion or comment either way. I was just curious if you guys had heard anything or if you had any personal opinions about it.
I think we are the one of the last ones to have an interview with him. So that's issue something, 12, 14? That's three or four issues ago. We had one of the last interviews with him.
Bragging rights.
Was that December issue? No. I think it was the issue before that. Anyway. Well, I guess that's it for now. Thank you for joining us. Thank you to these two fine gentlemen. And see you guys next time.
Take it easy, everybody.